Let's get an update on California, which leads the nation in home foreclosures. A glut of those homes brought bargain hunters out in April. New figures show sales in Southern California surged 22% last month over figures from March. One stressed-out builder outside Los Angeles has found a way to move his properties. He put an entire neighborhood of new homes up for auction at one time. Suddenly, houses that nobody wanted turned into hot properties. Here's NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates.
As the morning fog burns off, a lot of very focused visitors are gathering outside the ballroom of the Torrance, California Marriott. They're clutching glossy brochures that describe Gardena Village, a gated community that's being auctioned off. Agents from Catalyst, the real estate company representing the builder, are helping with math.
Yeah, I mean, this is only $350 plus $262.
Gardena Village was completed last year, just in time for the superheated real estate market to collapse. Since then, only one of the two dozen homes is sold. But that's about to change as prospective buyers pour into the auction armed with the required earnest money.
Have a $5,000 cashier's check for yourself? You just need to verify that.
Uriel Reyes and his wife were already familiar with the development.
We like the neighborhood. It's a good quality construction, and the location is perfect for us, for our work and schools.
This turnout is a little surprising, since Gardena isn't considered a real estate hotspot. In recent years, the city was best known as the home of hustler mogul Larry Flint's casino.
Hustler Casino. You don't have to go to Vegas to gamble.
It's a working-class town with lots of small factories and businesses next to residential neighborhoods. Gardena Village is typical. A shopping center is next door, and an empty field across the street has unhooked tractor trailers scattered across it. But it's also near two major highways and a very short drive away from pricey South Bay communities. The foreclosure market has provided some unexpected bargains here. Many bidders at this auction are recently arrived Korean immigrants. Kevin Suh is here to translate for several. He explains the pull.
They realize that the market is sour, and so they want to try to take advantage of the market at this point.
And then there's the cardinal rule of real estate. Location, location, location.
Where can you start with the $500,000 price with a brand new home? Two-bedroom or four-bedroom in South Bay.
Catalyst President Mike Davin is cautiously optimistic that serious buyers like Suh's will make the auction a success.
We have a lot of high-quality buyers in the room. Our lender has said everyone's pre-qualified with off-the-charts FICO scores.
In a minute, Davin welcomes buyers in the now full ballroom.
Our starting bids today are $498. These homes were listed up to $748,000.
They didn't move at that price, but as auctioneer Ross Dove sells them off, they don't stay in the low fives either.
525, get a bit of 530, get a bit of 530. Yeah. 530, 535, get a bit of 540.
A scant 38 minutes later, Dove has moved about $10 million worth of real estate. About one in four bidders has snagged a home, including this family.
So, Mr. Reyes, you got your house.
Yes, we did.
Mike Davin is satisfied.
I think this type of format shows that you can bring together the interested buyers, and then they can set the pricing for the project. And we ended up getting 88%, 87% of the last listed price.
Which, he points out, is way better than 100% of no sale at all. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.